This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
A story on NPR's Morning Edition last week reported Gatehouse Media is thriving in the beleaguered newspaper industry. Critics say Gatehouse makes money by decimating news operations. The company says it's saving newspapers with efficiencies of scale. And Will, you have worked for a newspaper, at least last summer, part-time. You worked for a newspaper owned by Gatehouse. What are your thoughts?
Having worked for that newspaper, I can tell you, in the time I spent there, they have greatly decimated that newsroom and its resources.
Not decimated. It's an efficiency of scale.
For whose efficiency? And at what scale? Euphemistically speaking, I mean, these are, you know, they're imposing their own, maybe their own corporate efficiencies, but at the cost of the journalism and at the expense of journalism. They're talking about, reinventing, as Mike Reed, the CEO of News Media Investment Group, which owns and operates Gatehouse, says they're wanting to reinvent the business model, moving from advertising to services. What kind of services here? Well, basically what they're doing is, you know, they're going into mobile apps, getting into more, advertising and promotions, but at the sake of the journalism. Yes, there's still some journalism going on, sure, but it's not the level of journalism that we have expected or that I think these communities like Macomb or Kewaunee deserve.
Yeah, Will and I were just talking maybe a couple weeks ago about what I was noticing running at the local theater here were ads for The Voice, but it wasn't for anything journalism-wise. It was the web development. So they were going to help people develop their websites and maintain those and things like that. And I said, oh, well, that's interesting that they're getting into that and has nothing to do with journalism. So I don't see that as a bad thing if they're trying to make money, but I do see what they're doing to newsrooms as a bad thing. I think if you are creative and open-minded, yeah, you can do things with businesses, but you shouldn't be also decimating newsrooms. And I don't buy that it's efficiency because you just see local news going down. You don't see nearly as much local news even out there anymore, whether it's on websites or in the paper. You see fewer and fewer writers. I mean, I'm sure people are noticing that you're just not seeing as many people out there reporting like you used to.
Yeah, that is their efficiency of scale, is to make the newsroom as small as possible. And as you mentioned, Jasmine, there's nothing wrong with them making money. It's just in terms of serving a community, I think they're getting away from that. And as you've said, that's not their mission. Does not seem to be their mission. Journalism, it does not seem to be their mission anymore.
No, it certainly doesn't. And again, with the example that you cited with the newsroom I went back to and worked in last summer, because I had the time and the chance to do it, ended up doing some editor capabilities, capacity, which I wasn't expecting. But that staff that the newsroom we had was vacant. Furniture was piled up everywhere, and there were about three or four people putting out a newspaper at what time there used to be three times as many people 17 years before that. I mean, the history is there, and it's undeniable. I know Gatehouse has just bought the Akron Beacon Journal. That's a Pulitzer Prize-winning newspaper with a proud history. That announcement was made last month. All employees are going to have to reapply for their jobs. All their contracts are void. Gatehouse bought back in, I believe, 2 or 3 years ago, the Daily Tribune, Columbia, Missouri. And what ended up happening was a year later, after they said everyone's going to have a job by day one, of course, the question was, what about day two? Mm-hmm. What about year two? Well, case in point, most of the staff is now gone there. And, the small newspaper where I started out at. So there's this undeniable history that has repeated itself and how they, slash and burn their newsrooms for the sake of profits. As a, they're a hedge fund operator, and they're driven by their short-term profit goals to meet their shareholders' expectations, but they're falling way short of journalistic responsibility.
Yeah, that stuff kills the morale in a newsroom. I can just speak from experience. Whenever you're bought out by people and then they have you reapply for your job, it just really kills everything, mm-hmm. kills the pride in the newsroom. It also causes a lot of the good people to leave, outright just go And you lose that history, the people who've been there making your paper, making your station as good as it was. I see it as a really sad state of affairs, unfortunately, that they're doing this in the newsrooms because they – I mean, if you're not investing into these people, into these places, you're not going to be getting a great product. And that is why you see probably fewer people even wanting to – buy the newspaper or, you know, look at the newspaper because you have – you're not covering even the news that they want to see anymore.
Or the concerns you two have spoken about before. Why would you want to go into journalism? Mm-hmm. Why would you want to train to be a journalist when there are fewer job opportunities out there? I would kind of liken this to what we've seen in small town radio stations over the years where you get a lot of programming from some central location and you just don't really have a local news presence. I worked for a short time for a station as a one-person news department, and if I had done that for an extended period, I could tell you, yeah, that would have killed my morale. I mean, you love doing the news and you want to get out there and do stuff, but after a while, you can't do everything yourself. And I think that's what some of these Gatehouse papers are facing now, with such small staffs and perhaps trying to utilize stringers rather than full-time reporters. That's just for the editor, reach a point where you just cannot do it anymore.
It's not the same, and it's inefficient. And even worse, what we're seeing is that, I've read that, the number of jobs are dwindling. There are about half as many newsroom jobs as there were just 15 years ago. I mean, think about that. That's a very short period of time of eroding the journalism workforce. And worse, it's feeding the sprawling, these news deserts where we just don't have the access, the ability to deliver the information and the news that people need in a democracy. I think that's overstating it. And so this is feeding a greater problem of doing a great disservice to the people that live in these communities.
I see this as a virus affecting newsrooms. Gatehouse comes in. They buy up these places. They take out the mission of the journalism. That's what everyone's there for. And then they infect those newsrooms with, well, we're just going to make money this way. And I think that's the sad way to go.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.